I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. The University of Notre Dame said that for the moment, they will not rescind the honorary degree they gave Archbishop Theodore McCarrick. A statement from the university's president said that while the school finds, quote, the alleged actions reprehensible and is not questioning the fines of the review board, for now McCarrick maintains his innocence and a final decision on the honorary degree will be made after the trial in Rome is completed. Notre Dame said it has only ever taken back one honorary degree, the one it gave comedian Bill Cosby, and the decision to do so was made on the day Cosby was convicted of 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault. The U.S. is getting ready for possible cyber attacks from Iran as retaliation for the sanctions the White House reimposed on the country this week. The director of Recorded Future, a cyber threat intelligence agency, said that while no specific threats have been identified, talk related to Iranian threat activity has increased over the past few weeks. The reimposed sanctions targeted financial transactions, Iran's automotive industry, and the buying of metals in commercial planes. The Trump administration said the sanctions were put back in order to prevent Iran from having the ability to fund terrorism. The death toll from the earthquake in Indonesia has risen to 131. Officials say they expect the number to go even higher as searches continue and reports of other deaths are verified. Aid has begun to reach isolated areas affected by the quake, and temporary shelters are being put up for those left homeless. Around 2,500 people who sustained serious injuries have been hospitalized. Over 156,000 people are now displaced due to the damage done to homes and buildings. The trial of Father Jonathan Worley of Michigan has been postponed. Father Worley has been accused of embezzling over $5 million from a parish in the Diocese of Lansing, Michigan. The trial was scheduled to start on August 13th, however, his attorney is withdrawing from the case. The judges pushed back the start date to January 2019 in order to give the new defense attorneys adequate time to be prepared. Father Worley is also facing a civil lawsuit from Princeton Excess and Surplus Lines Insurance Company, the insurance company of the diocese, which states they've paid around $2.5 million to the diocese in order to cover its losses so far. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.